A new Monash University study has found that endometriosis diagnoses in Australian general practice have nearly doubled between 2011 to 2021. I spoke with lead author, Professor Daniela Maza, about what's driving this increase and how upcoming initiatives aim to improve diagnosis and care for women.
We saw almost a doubling of endometriosis diagnosis from 2011 to 2021. And during that time, I think there's been a lot more community awareness about endometriosis by consumer groups. And there's also been increased awareness amongst GPs through the development of national guidelines and other educational activities that has really pushed GPs, I think, to recognise symptom complexes as being related to endometriosis and order the investigations that will help to diagnose this complex and chronic condition.
The study found it takes about 2.5 years to, you know, get that diagnosis. How can GPs, shorten that delay?
Yeah, so that was the median time to diagnosis. So there were some women where it was shorter and some women where it was much higher. GPs are being encouraged through new guidelines that have been issued on endometriosis to use pelvic ultrasound more as a diagnostic tool for endometriosis. So happily, the study also found that GPs are ordering many more of these ultrasounds in women with these symptoms, and that can help make the diagnosis earlier and mean that women don't need to wait on waiting lists for a laparoscopy, which was previously considered the only way to diagnose endometriosis. Mm-hmm. So I think earlier use of ultrasounds to help clarify the picture, but also women are presenting with symptoms of heavy periods, period pain, pelvic pain, and we know that products like hormonal products like the pill or hormonal IUDs or implants can be very effective at managing these symptoms. So the guidelines are also encouraging GPs to consider the diagnosis of endometriosis and start treating the symptoms with these products in the hope that the earlier management of the symptoms will lead to better outcomes for women.
How will the new endometriosis management plan help GPs better care for women with the condition?
So endometriosis is a chronic condition. When you have it, it doesn't go away, but we can treat the symptoms and help women a lot. So this management plan is trying to utilise systems of care like chronic disease management planning to put in place a guide that answers women's needs and also institutes evidence-based guideline recommendations. So it's a structured process that a woman goes through at a general practice, either with one of the practice nurses and GPs together or with a GP on their own. And it helps to identify what the needs of the woman are in relation to her endometriosis and how best to manage them. And it documents that and also helps women to access the the 5 subsidised visits to an allied health professional that the government offers for people with chronic conditions.
What more can GPs and specialists do to give women better healthcare moving forward?
We need to listen to women and the symptoms that they have and consider that endometriosis is a very common condition in our community. About 14% of women have a diagnosis of endometriosis by the time they reach 49. So it's a very common condition. And if women are presenting with heavy periods or with very bad period pain or with pelvic pain or fatigue or a mixture of those kind of symptoms, to really have in the back of our mind that this could be endometriosis, get a pelvic ultrasound done and start treatment to help women to get those better outcomes.
That was lead author Professor Danielle Mazza speaking to The Wire.